Courage: How the Gospel Creates Christian Fortitude by Joe Rigney, Crossway, 2023, 139 pages. A book review from Books at a Glance by Jacob Banks. Joe Rigney breaks down his discussion on courage by defining what courage is as a virtue. Then, courage with a biblical background, how others have failed at biblical courage, and finally, what it means to be a courageous man or woman. This pathway lends itself for the reader, whether a believer or a non-believer, to follow along with the author's idea of courage, and more specifically, biblical courage in a modern understanding. Courage to the author is not simply lacking fear, but instead a habitual, sober-minded self-possession that overcomes fear through the power of a deeper desire for a greater good. It is one of the cardinal virtues. The author spends time breaking down objective morality and the natural law by using The Abolition of Man by C.S. Lewis. This allows the author to set up a twofold understanding of courage, one that is led by daring or doing an action in the face of high risk, and one that is built upon fortitude or being courageous in the face of extreme pain or affliction. The author relies on many biblical characters in his explanation of courage, but perhaps none more than Paul. Rigney uses Philippians chapter 1 to display what living a life suitable for the gospel looks like. It requires standing together and standing firm. As was previously mentioned, courage is standing up in the face of fear because of some greater good. The author turns toward biblical courage by explaining both what we have to fear and what the greater good is. Interestingly, the author notes that the only thing we have to fear is God. The author notes that sin separates us from the absolute goodness of God, and again uses Paul to explain that we are by nature children of wrath and have fallen short of God's glory. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Now we come to the greater good. Rigney notes that we are not left behind to receive the just condemnation that we owed. Jesus Christ has paid the price. He is the propitiation for our sins. He has justified us, and we no longer have to fear the hands of the living God. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the fountain of Christian courage. It is the source of holy boldness and fortitude. Biblical courage means being courageous before God and before man. Because of Jesus Christ, we can be bold in the presence of God. It is no longer we, in our sin, who are represented before God, but Jesus who justifies us. Rigney uses John to call the reader to abide in Christ, for it is his blood that can make us stand boldly in the presence of the living God. Likewise, when the believer stands before men, they can be confident because God is with them. The author points to Old Testament leaders like Moses, Joshua, Hezekiah, and Solomon, who need not fear in their circumstances because God is with them. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 23, Joshua chapter 1, verses 5 through 9, and chapter 10, verse 25, 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 13, and chapter 28, verse 20. When facing giants like David, the impatient like Joshua, or neighboring armies like Hezekiah, the reader is reminded of the biblical courage that comes through faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are also plenty of examples of biblical cowardice, which is valuable to glean from. Aaron on Mount Sinai, Adam in the garden, and Peter in Antioch are all afraid of how the people around them would react to their courage. The author points out that each of them had the opportunity to be courageous for the truth they knew, yet opted for cowering in the comfort of others they may offend. I noticed that this is a particularly relevant discussion for the modern Western world. There is one area of contention regarding some of the examples of Paul and Peter and their relationship with Jews and Gentiles. I do believe the author was correct in his interpretation of the examples, and while the different groups of Jews and Gentiles is fleshed out momentarily in this section of the book, a deeper description of contextualization and how the gospel was being shared in the different areas of the ancient Near East and beyond would have been insightful. Additionally, biblical boldness is described as shining in a hostile context, manifesting in a clear testimony about Jesus, and displayed in their clarity about sin. Rigney gives the following definition for Christian boldness: courage and clarity about Jesus and sin in the face of powerful opposition. The author also presents distinctions about courage in biblical manhood and womanhood. The author states that there are different contexts and callings for courage to be displayed between the sexes, and this happens naturally. Men, on the one hand, are more prone to do acts of daring and risk-taking as they are more present in militaristic situations. The author does an interesting comparison of courageous men and women by providing examples of masculine and feminine courage found in the Bible, Shakespeare, and Narnia, ultimately concluding that men are courageous as those needing to lead in the face of difficult situations and hardships. Conversely, the women are called to be courageous through wisdom and submission, thus displaying the marital hierarchy and how the two can display biblical courage together. The concluding pages provide extensive record to the vast amounts of biblical references presented by Rigney and would be a helpful source to any pastor looking to lead his congregation through hardship and preparing their hearts to be courageous. It would also be helpful for the layman that needs to understand the role they play in the expansion of the gospel and the courage and boldness the believer finds through the Holy Spirit and faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jacob Banks.